It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Great. I'll let you guys take it from here.
Awesome.
Oliver, man, what is up?
How are you? I just got to my motherland into Santa Cruz. Thanks for being patient with me.
Oh, no, you're good, man. I am such a huge fan. Before you blew up, okay, I've seen all your stuff on H3H3. I heard your new song with Robin Schulz. It's been on repeat, really good. Good things happening this week. One good thing is a special collaboration that you've got in the works. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, so I've been working with Planter Peanuts for the last couple months, and this summer I had tried out their new flavor. They put out this sweet and spicy nut, which, by the way, is the most incredible nut I've ever eaten. And it just made perfect sense. I mean, I'm a pretty extreme guy, and this is a pretty extreme flavor. And, you know, they have just something very special going on there, and I believed in what they're doing. And I've always been a fan of Planters Peanuts since I was, you know, 3 years old. I've been eating Planters. So when the opportunity arose, it just made perfect sense. And we teamed up, and unfortunately I was trying to work with the scientists and help design the flavor. I wasn't able to be part of that part of the process, but what we ended up doing is we've packaged together this incredible experience, a collaboration of the generation, if you will. And we are packaging together my bullet, which is the bowl cut mullet, and we are packaging it with the sweet and spicy nut, but also with this opportunity of the fans being able to customize it themselves. So it comes with stylization, series of different things. I won't get too into the details, but it allows the fans to be able to customize it in their own way. And the way I had chose to do it was to create these horns, which are essentially these ears. They're kind of like the flock of seagulls. Got some inspiration from the lead singer going way back to the 80s. And, you know, I'm really excited about this opportunity. We have a very limited amount of them, but I think it's going to be very exciting for the real fans to be able to not only kind of embrace the culture, but be able to put their spin on it and build off of it. So I think it's pretty fun.
I got to say, ingenious. Okay. I don't recall the last time a musician was trying to corner the peanut market. So
I'm going big, dude. I don't know if you know, this is my last tour. I'm not going to be doing any more after this. This is the last. I've got one last album, which is just the deluxe of Cowboy Tears. It's a pop punk album. Cowboy Tears Drown the World in a Swimming Pool of Sorrow. And then I'm out. I'm just moving straight into the peanut world. And that's pretty much all I'm going to be doing in the foreseeable future.
Would you take it personally if I said I didn't believe you because you said you were going to retire once?
Well, let's just say that was during COVID and the world was shut down and we were in a very different state of things. But I, you know, I'm not going to say I'm offended, but I would say disappointed is the word I would use.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens. But like going back to what I said, if you are so serious about doing this peanut thing, I have to say you Planters seems to be doing a lot more out of the box stuff over the past few years. I don't know if you remember they did like Baby Peanut.
Oh, of course. How could you forget Baby Peanut? Bro, and that's the thing. I don't know if you've seen this, but they've actually given this hairstyle to the peanut. And so what people didn't know was for the last 100 years, no one has ever seen this dude's hair. And he pulls off the top hat and underneath is the bullet. So it's been pretty exciting to see, you know, helping unveil what's always been there. And this isn't something I even came up with. This is something that the actual guy who drew the picture he had designed the same haircut. So it's just the odds of it are astronomically low, but the fact that it all aligned on this way is it's beyond exciting.
What do you have to say about fans who are allergic to peanuts may not be able to get this? Is there a way to get the mullet without the peanuts?
You can get the peanuts, and if you're allergic, well, you just got an incredible gift for your parents. I mean, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas is around the corner. I mean, birthdays are always a thing, right? So, I mean, now you have an incredible gift to give. And if you're, you know, too cheap to get them a second wig, you can keep the wig and just give them the peanuts. It's an incredible gift, and it works for anything, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras. I mean, this is an ideal gift.
Okay. I'll give you that one. So I'm glad you spoke to me about the origin of the bullet, as you call it. Where did you get the inspiration to kind of fuse the two hairstyles? I'm curious.
Well, the truth is, I mean, I had the bowl cut for 5 years and I was kind of just trapped and stuck like that. And there was only one way to go. And that was in the back. You know, it's like, I'm a businessman. And I'm all business in the front, but it's party in the back. And it's like, for me, I'm an extreme guy. So this extreme hairstyle is very bold. It's some would say as bold as the new flavor, this sweet and spicy flavor. So it's, for me, the inspiration came from self-growth and evolution within. And I think I underestimated the importance of the way we present ourselves in the sense that to have an evolution inside oneself, it needs to take place externally as well. And so that was something that as I lived during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time working on myself, getting sober, spending time just focusing on my health and trying to evolve as a human and as an artist as well. And I think that those two things, you know, the internal growth reflects in the external growth. And as you can see, I grew out this luscious, beautiful hair. And so the two just went hand in hand. And I think for most people, they underestimate how much that metamorphosis needs to take place externally as well.
You call it the bullet, but I would go as far as to say it's the blullet because it's blonde too. That's like the cherry.
Right. On top. I like that. Well, hey, I might have to steal that. I don't know if you're going to charge me some kind of fee, but I'm going to say that's pretty damn good.
Send me a pack of peanuts and we'll call it with the wig and
we'll get you sorted. You got to try this stuff, bro. You're going to lose your mind.
I'm excited. Not only did the set, like the sound of the name excite me, but the fact that it comes with literally your hair. I could cosplay as you. I think that's great. That's great.
And you could take it one step further and you can make your version of it. So I think that's where the excitement is beyond just, oh yeah, you could live for a moment as Oliver Tree, but really you could take it even one step further and take it where your mind goes and use a little bit of your imagination, a little bit of your creativity. You seem like an extremely creative guy.
I hope so. I appreciate that. I really do. So you kind of answered this earlier. You said that this is your last album, your last tour. You're going to strictly just steer into the peanut industry full steam.
I mean, there's talks of even getting into almonds. I'm not going to get into too much right now, but there is, I mean, I'm trying to get a cornerstone on the nut market in general, but it starts with peanuts. That's kind of the big one. And when you go there, everything else is like, you know, baby steps.
So I was going to ask you, so do you think this will be your haircut forever then?
Oh, I'm stuck like this. Of course. There'll never be another hairstyle for me. This is it. I mean, once you go to this point and you design your own hairstyle and it just works, I mean, let's just say I'm not the only one who has this hairdo. This is becoming big in the mainstream. I'm seeing people on a regular basis. I'm saying at least four times a week. I'm seeing people with this exact hairstyle and I've kind of hit the cornerstone, this entire market on this hairdo. So for me, it's like, especially as I get into the nut game, it's going to be branding's everything. And I need to make sure that I stay, you know, very consistent. So for me, this is something that until I start balding, this is the haircut that I will be stuck with.
That's why I asked, because you spoke about evolution. So this is it.
I've hit my final form.
Your final evolution. Okay. That's great.
Well, I'm technically almost there. I've got the peanut thing down, but once I get to like almonds and that's why if you look at the picture, I don't know if they sent you an example, but this isn't even the final form. The final form is it kind of has more horns / these ear pieces, and that's what I will have as my final evolution form once I've completely cornerstoned the entire nut market.
That sounds fantastic. Okay. Those are all the questions that I had for you, truthfully. Was there anything that I should have asked you? Anything that you want to talk about? In all seriousness, I know you have more tour dates coming up. Any other collaborations in the works that your fans should know about?
Well, to answer your first question, just a simple, hey, how are you? Would have been nice. And, you know, as far as the tour goes, I mean, this is the last chance to see Oliver Tree. And I will say, it's going to be a hell of a show. We do everything from genre-wise, you know, rock, pop, hip-hop, country, dance, soul, R&B. I mean, we got everything. And there's one song for everyone. Even your grandma would probably be able to get down to one of these songs. Now, the other thing is, that's just the music side. The show is actually 360 Entertainment. So we've got everything from WWE wrestling. We have belly dancing, of course, that's kind of the centerpiece of the show. We have, you know, spoken word, storytelling, stand-up comedy, performance art. I mean, you're going to even see some scooter tricks. It's pretty much, we've got you covered from an entertainment standpoint. So if you want to see the show, we've been developing it for 6 years, and this is the final tour, the last time we're ever going to do across America. So if you want to see it, come on down. It's going to be a very special experience.
And you, just because you mentioned it, hi, hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Actually, no, in all seriousness, speaking of scooters, my favorite TikTok of yours is the one where with the gas prices are so high that you're filling it up with gas. It's a regular kick scooter. Brilliant, man.
I think that TikTok is more relevant than ever right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oliver, it was a pleasure speaking to you, truly, man. I wish you the best of luck with this, all of your other peanut or not peanut related endeavors. I hope that you're lying. I hope we're going to see a lot more from you in the future. But
bro, it's all, everything I say is factual. And if you look into the history and if you look at the facts, everything lines up here. I want to thank you for your time. Appreciate your questions. Felt a little animosity a little bit at times, but you know, it's okay. I respect that. I am a little disappointed, but I do want you to know this nut thing, I've barely scratched the surface. And just because I've hit a cornerstone on the peanut market doesn't mean I'm not about to just completely obliterate the rest of the nut marketplace. So I'm excited for you to see what I have in store. And especially, hopefully, this is just the beginning with Planters. I'm hoping to be doing this for the next, you know, 20 to 30 years.
Oliver, man, you're a hoot, dude. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. I loved all the questions. You're a legend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.